As the price of gasoline nationwide tops $2 a gallon, pressure is mounting in Washington for some relief. A group of Democratic senators today called on the Bush administration to tap the nation's strategic petroleum reserve in an effort to lower crude oil prices. The administration is resisting that demand. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The more than 650 million barrels of oil that the U.S. has stockpiled in Texas and Louisiana salt caverns is designed as an insurance policy against a severe disruption in oil supplies. The question now facing the administration is whether to draw on that policy for what might be just a minor fender bender, or to save the insurance in case something worse happens. Some Democratic senators, including Charles Schumer of New York, want to tap the policy now. Schumer today called on the Bush administration to release up to 1 million barrels a day from the strategic reserve in an effort to drag down crude oil prices that have topped $41 a barrel.
If we were to say tomorrow that we're going to consider even releasing oil from the reserve, the price would come down, the Saudis and OPEC would know we mean business, and we'd start moving things in the right direction.
Schumer's idea sounds good to Emily Workman. The San Diego College student was filling up this week at an ExxonMobil station where gas sells for $2.39 a gallon.
Anything to bring it down would be good to me. I think it would be worth it. It sucks. I ran out of gas on the way home this morning because I don't have enough money to buy gas.
Far from taking crude oil out of the reserve, the federal government has continued to put oil in at a rate of about 105,000 barrels a day. That's only about one-half of 1% of the nation's overall consumption. But CEO Bill Greehy of Valero Energy, a refining company, believes if that oil were released to commercial customers, it would help to lower the price.
I mean, on one hand, they're asking Saudi Arabia to increase production, and then we're putting crude in the strategic reserve. We've got plenty of crude in there.
But some observers disagree. Senior energy analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says the worldwide supply of oil is truly stretched thin right now, thanks to growing demand in the U.S. and China. And there's a real threat of disruption in the volatile Middle East. Given that vulnerability, Flynn says, the U.S. needs to maintain its oil safety net now more than ever.
I want to remind all the senators that SPR stands for Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not the Strategic Political Reserve. You know, I think it's very, very bad policy to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for short-term price manipulation.
So far, that's been the position of the Bush administration as well. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham today rejected calls to release oil from the reserve or stop filling it. He says terrorists would take note if the government did so and know the U.S. had made itself more vulnerable.
We know that in the age of terror, the potential for disruption in supply is greater. The president made a decision following 9/11 that we should protect ourselves to the extent we could by fully filling the reserve. That's what we've been attempting to do.
Abraham plans to meet with Saudi officials this week to discuss their proposal for boosting OPEC production quotas. There's also a bit of gamesmanship in the reserve debate. Under a tacit agreement with OPEC, Western countries have resisted the temptation to use their reserves. In exchange, the cartel has kept oil flowing relatively freely, well in excess of its formal quotas. Some fear that if the U.S. were to tap its reserves now, OPEC could retaliate by reducing supply, sending oil prices even higher. One observer compared it to a game of chicken to see which side blinks first. Scott Horsley, NPR News.